Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Imagine having the financial freedom to live life on your terms. With the Absa Ultimate Trust account, you can manage your finances, save for the future, and access personal loans. Plus, enjoy travel insurance, a credit card, and retrenchment cover when the unexpected happens. If that's not value, I don't know what is. Let's help you write the next chapter of your ultimate story. Call 5950 to open an Ultimate Plus account today.
Your story matters. Absa.
The headline. Zambian delegation completes mine rescue training in Canada ahead of 2026 International Mine Rescue Competition. Zambia to host first ever regional training on uranium mining with experts. And in global news, a British soldier arrested in Kenya over rape allegation. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. A delegation of Zambian mining professionals has successfully concluded an intensive week-long training program in Timmins, Ontario, aimed at equipping them with the skills and insights needed to organize and manage a world-class mine rescue competition. The training, hosted by Ontario Mine Rescue, or MR, was part of Zambia's preparations to host the prestigious International Mine Rescue Competition, IMRC, in April 2026. The Zambian team participated in the setup and execution of the 2025 Ontario Mine Rescue Provincial Competition, gaining first-hand experience in scenario development, timing calibration and competition logistics from June 2nd to 5th 2025 at Glencore's Kidd Creek Mine. The drills included the rescue of a miner trapped in the confined space of an agitator machine, an incident involving a personnel mobility vehicle pinning a worker against a wall underground, and a surface operation accident in which a miner was trapped under a fallen rock. According to a statement by Zambia Chamber of Mines Deputy Chief Executive Officer Talent Ngandwe, the Zambian delegation closely observed the scenario setup on Monday, followed by a mock trial run on Tuesday, while the official competition took place over Wednesday and Thursday, testing the team's emergency response capabilities, teamwork and technical expertise. Yesterday, the Zambian team participated in judges' debriefing sessions on performance evaluations and feedback for future improvement before returning to Sudbury, Ontario, for final debriefings and continued knowledge exchange ahead of their return to Zambia. The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development will tomorrow host the first ever regional training on uranium exploration and mining in collaboration with the International Atomic Energy Agency IAEA expert mission. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Shamwinda Tembo says the training will bring together geoscientists and technical experts from across 19 African countries, including West Africa, North Africa, East Africa, Central and Southern Africa, to enhance capacity in uranium exploration and mining practices. He states that the training aims to equip participants with skills to conduct advanced exploration campaigns targeting and discovered economically viable concentrations of uranium. Mr. Tembo says this effort is part of Zambia's broader strategy to leverage its natural endowment of nuclear energy raw materials and strengthen the foundation for its national commitment to build the first nuclear power program.
Zambia is making history by hosting its first ever regional training on uranium exploration and mining in partnership with the International Atomic Energy Agency. The week-long program, which starts tomorrow, 9th June 2025, will bring together experts from 19 African countries to boost skills in uranium exploration, mining and data management. Participants will get hands-on experience through field visits to Zambia's uranium deposits and learn advanced techniques to identify viable uranium resources. This aligns with Zambia's push to develop its nuclear energy sector, supported by ongoing nationwide geophysical surveys.
Government says it will expand the genetic improvement program GIP of local fish species nationwide to ensure wide access of improved fingerlings by fish farmers across Zambia. Fisheries and Livestock Minister Peter Kapala says more financial resources will be allocated in the national budget to bolster research efforts and the development of a long-term strategy for scaling up breeding initiatives of local fish species. Speaking during the closure of the World Fish GIP Consultancy at the National Aquaculture Research and Development Center, NARDC, in Kitwe, Mr. Kapala says the improvement of the local tilapia fish species Oreochromis Anderson 2 or Kafue Bream has recorded remarkable progress.
To ensure sustainability, the government will continue supporting genetic improvement initiatives through dedicated budgetary allocations under my ministry. I hereby direct the ministry to develop a long-term strategy aimed at scaling up the breeding program and broadening access to improved fingerling for small and medium-scale fish farmers across Zambia. As we work towards scaling it at national level.
And World Fish Southern Region and Country Representative Victor Siamudala says two generations of the improved Kafue Bream have been produced with a total weight gain of 33 grams, while a dissemination strategy has also been developed.
And the Andersona GIP is a project test, and 1 year without selective breeding in GIP means losing at least 10% genetic gain in growth.
Meanwhile, Dr. Samuel Bekele, a scientist with World Fish, says genetic improvement requires continuous funding for the country to continue making gains in the production of quality of fish. Governance and Development Advocates Zambia, Godaza, has hailed President Hakainde Hichilema and the UPND government for declaring a 7-day national mourning period in honor of the late former President Edgar Chagwa Lungu. Godaza Executive Director Elias Mulenga says the president's decision reflects deep respect for the office of the former head of state, the law and the constitution organization, despite ongoing public debate surrounding the state funeral. Mr. Mulenga has commended President Hichilema's leadership in ensuring the late president is accorded a dignified farewell befitting his status. The Godaza Executive Director has urged all civil society organizations, the church, women's groups, students, political stakeholders and young people to uphold the solemnity of this period. He has also called on the nation to reflect not only on the life of President Lungu, but on the legacy of all five former Zambian presidents who have passed away, urging Zambians to embrace reconciliation and unity, putting aside political divisions during the mourning period.
We wish to commend President Hakainde Hichilema and the government for the stance taken in declaring a 7-day national mourning period for the former president Edgar Chagwa Lungu, despite the controversy surrounding the funeral. President Hichilema has demonstrated respect for the former head of state, the law, the constitution, and the family of the former president, ensuring that the late former president receives a state funeral befitting his status and his office.